We're back with more of Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. It's great to have you with us. Before the break, essayist Kyle Cherrick reflected that the word foodie is not just for trendy East or West Coasters. It's a word that can and is used to describe people right here in the Heartland that are passionate about food, especially locally sourced and prepared food. But eating local doesn't necessarily mean eating from a culinary tradition that is local. Yolande Schwapi Deakin is a native of the West African nation of Cameroon, and her company, Afrofusion Cuisine, seeks to marry the flavors of her native country with, when possible, foods from this region. Schwapi Deakin spoke recently with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about the fusion in Afrofusion cuisine.
I get that question a lot. Is it a fusion of African cuisine or is it a fusion of African and being in Milwaukee? And my response is a fusion of both worlds. Because I'm originally from Cameroon, as I said earlier, and I moved to Milwaukee about now 14 years ago. And I learned a lot about living here. So the fusion is really the fusion of all my culinary heritage from Africa and the living here and eating local food. So I infuse, you know, I bring both world into I call it a seamless fusion. However, I feel like cooking, all of the inspiration from, you know, living here and also growing up in Africa.
Give us the birth story of this company, if you will. Why, you know, you had an interest in obviously cooking from your homeland, but what made you want to share it with the world, if you will?
Yeah, actually, that's an excellent question because I never really thought about starting a cooking or culinary company at all. I actually like socials. So I like organizing events and I like feeding people. So I had a lot of people coming to my events over the years, actually, starting at my dorm, you know, as I was at Marquette. I went to Marquette University. And you know, over the years coming to my parties and just always asking me, where do we find this kind of food? How do I get the sauces that you make? And looking around me in the Milwaukee area, when you do a little bit of research, there's really no West African or Central African authentic food being offered in the city. So I attended or organized a fundraiser during Afrofest this year and for a donation to my home school in Cameroon. And it gave us an opportunity to serve over 1,000 people. And just the reaction, the response to the food led us to say we want to do more. We want to explore more and we want to offer people a lot more what we have to offer. I think about the, you know, the food that I ate growing up and the feeling of just missing it in this city, something that my grandmother would cook, something that my mother at home cooks. That's what I want to bring to the public.
Give us a flavor, if you will, an audio flavor of what some of those things that you were, the kinds of foods that you most missed.
Well, plantain. Think about your we call it, you know, in Cameroon, misole. It's sweet, you know, fried plantain, or you can even bake it. I think about, you know, cabbage with a lot of spices. You know, I think about tomato stew. I think about okra, you know, made in a nice stew with beef and, you know, or fish. I think about a ton of vegetables, but flavorful with, you know, deep, deep flavors, earthy, natural food. Because when I think about the food from Africa, I think about nature. I think about spices. I think about color, personalities, punk. That's what Afrofusion is, you know, because we bring all of that. When you eat every single bite, you feel the soul of the person who cooked it.
What are the challenges in creating that here so far from Africa? There are not a lot of places where, you know, there certainly aren't plantains growing in southern Wisconsin.
You are so right. Actually, it's sourcing key ingredient and fresh ingredient. When I think about what Afrofusion cuisine stands for, it stands for fresh ingredient, honest ingredient, and authentic flavors from home. So recreating that, to your point, I mean, it takes, I think, more like an art, because you got to think about your palate. And when I'm cooking, Mitch, I'm actually playing with the dishes and in my head trying to recreate this sensation that bring me to my childhood. And the difficulty, I mean, sometimes when I'm preparing a menu, I have to travel to Chicago. I recall just for our lunch party, I made every single store in town to find plantain. And you have to find the right plantain that is at the right level of ripeness. So, and actually, to solve that problem, we came up with our own line of spices that are available right now in Alpus, because a lot of people have that same issue. So we said, well, that's actually an issue that we could solve by bottling some of the flavors that we recreate in a jar that is available for the public to consume.
Well, and when you answered the first question, you talked about the idea that this is a fusion of African cuisines, but also a fusion of Africa and Milwaukee. Have you adapted recipes and flavors based on what's available at what time of the year in this part of the world?
This is a great question. Actually, we had to some extent, because I love what I see in Wisconsin, the flavor of the seasons. We have teamed up with local farms like Wellspring, where we did Agriculture Fest with Paoli Food. So we actually go in those farms and look at what's the fresh, fresh squash. How do I make fresh squash that tastes, African? And I want to create a menu that when Mitch look at it, he say, I know what it is, but when you take a bite, you're like, wow, that takes me far, far. And it's like, a journey to Africa in a bite.
Are there enough people in the Milwaukee area who are already familiar with African cuisine that you can make a go of it purely by reaching people who already have an interest? Or do you have to find people who are just simply open to new things?
I think the key of it is really finding people who are open to new things, because what I want to do is not about feeding to the same people. I want to reach out to people and share with the world what African cuisine is like and my point of view on cuisine. And I think one of the key components of my personal mission is really making sure that the public understand that African cuisine is not that exotic. It's not that foreign. Those are ingredients that you deal with every day, but just flavor and cook in a different way that make you think, oh my, I'm taking a safari somewhere. So you think about your spinach, the squash. I mean, you have okra here. You eat rice, but just the way we cook it, the way we flavor it, the way we spice it, it's a little bit different.
Do you find Milwaukee palates timid? Is there some convincing that you have to do to people to tell them that this is not really all that different than the food that you're already used to?
Yeah, there's a component of convincing, but I think we African and myself, Afrofusion cuisine, we have to do the work, because it's also about the way you present the food. People eat with their eyes before they eat with their stomach. So they have to find the dish that you're presenting appealing. There's a component of education. I mean, you have to educate people as to what it is that you're eating. Some people are interested in healthy food. Some people are interested in vegan food. But we have all of that, actually. We have various type of food that just need to be exposed to the public. And actually, I'm very excited about the reception that we've been having in Milwaukee. Starting off, again, we never had a business plan while we're going to business to do food. We had a passion for cooking and sharing with the world our art and our culture and heritage. And we went to Afrofest with doing a fundraiser for a nonprofit, cause to build a school back home. And we offered to the public something that they found, wow, actually, this is interesting. And we're seeing an evolution in Milwaukee palate. I mean, as you could see, the city is booming with new tapas everywhere. There's, a lot of Indian restaurant. I call actually Indian restaurant a new Chinese. I mean,
so maybe African food will be the new Indian food.
Exactly. So we are working our biggest supporters so far, and who's been very open to trying have been students. I had a big UWM crowd, for example, coming to Afrofest, and people who have either traveled, who are curious foodies, and just people who are on our Facebook page. We have a pretty interesting following. We started with social media.
Have you, along those lines, because, of course, African cuisine is not just this one thing. There are African cuisines throughout the continent. It's no different than any other continent in that
exactly.
way. Have you had to learn more about the cuisines of different parts of Africa to be able to present a true African fusion?
That's correct. I mean, I really enjoyed this discussion because it's true that, you know, within Africa, we're talking about the cuisine of the Africas, because as you're going from the north to the south, you have different influences. And what my specialty, because I can't come here and claim to be an expert on all the African cuisine. My specialty is West African and Central African cuisine, because I actually had traveled those regions and I actually went to school with a lot of, you know, folks in that region, friends and family. But to be able to blog about it and talk about it, you got to read. I mean, I have a profound interest in, you know, culture, history. And I think anybody actually can become, you just have to educate yourself on the matter. And, you know, what helps for me is that I'm native from there and that I have a lot of connection still in the continent. My Facebook page today, I mean, has about 3,000, you know, north of 400 people on the Facebook page today. And they are from all over the African continent. And what makes it very interesting and how I learn really is in my cooking group, I have women on the local, you know, in local countries, you know, participating, giving ideas of what they're cooking today so that I was in Africa 14 years ago. I was living there. I can still have, you know, fresh information and, you know, great ideas of recipes. And this is what, you know, how technology has, you know, revolutionized our world today with, you know, social media and so forth.
Well, it is a remarkable story. Yolande Chouapi-Deacon, thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having us.
Yolande Chouapi-Deacon's company is called Afrofusion Cuisine. It's based in Wauwatosa. The company's line of spices and sauces is available online and in retailers such as Outpost Natural Foods. Her company also does event catering and planning, and you can learn more about it from links at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. Yolande Chouapi-Deacon spoke with Mitch Tyke. TV's Buddy Velastro of The Cake Boss visited Milwaukee last week, and Lake Effect's Stephanie Lecce speaks with him next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.